Hilchas Gzela Vaveda, the law of stolen and lost objects. And this chapter is the 12th chapter, continuing with the law of objects which are found. And this perek contains 15 halachas. Perek Shneim Asar, chapter 12, halacha Aleph. Misha of the loy aveda, someone that lost an object, upoga ba avedose va avedas chavere, and he encountered his object which is lost and his friend's object which is lost. He finds both of them. Is he required to return both of them, or should he take only one? It depends. Im yochel lahachzer shteyen, if he is capable of taking care of both of them, returning both of them, chayev lahachzer, he is required to return both, to take the one for himself, and also to take the one which belongs to his friend and return it. Vim eina yochel lahachzer ela achas mehen, if he is only able to take one of the two objects, aveidose kedemis. The Rambam paskens, like the Mishnah and Gemara, that his lost object comes first. It takes precedence over his friend's. Vafil lavedes aviv oirabe. And even in comparison with his father's lost object or his teacher's lost object, if he encounters two, both his father's and his, or his teacher's and his, shalei kaidim lachol adam, his comes before any other person's. And even his father, who is compared, the responsibility of honoring one's father is compared to honoring the Shechina, the divine presence, and honoring one's Rebbe, one's teacher, is even more than one's father, as we'll see in the next halacha. Nevertheless, his own takes precedence over either of theirs. Halacha base. Poga b'avedes rabbe im avedes aviv. If he comes across two lost objects, one belonging to his teacher and one belonging to his father, im hoya, and obviously here we're speaking about a case where he can only carry one of the two, im hoya aviv shokol keneged rabbe, if his father is on a comparable level of wisdom in comparison to his Rebbe, they are on the same level of wisdom, shall aviv kaidemis, in that case his father's comes first, because both of them are now Torah scholars, and in addition this one's his father, so his father comes first. Beim lav, but if his father is not on a comparable level of chokhmah as his teacher, shall rabbe kedemis, his teacher's lost object comes first. Behush, and when does this apply that his teacher's comes before his father's? She rabbe muvak, he is a rabbe muvak, rabba muvak, sharev chokhmose shal teira mimenu lomad, that the student, the one that found the object, has learned the majority of his knowledge from this teacher. Then he is a rabbe muvak, and then his lost object comes before that of his father. Incidentally, it is discussed, the Gemara discusses, why is it that the Rebbe's teacher comes before the father's teacher? So the Gemara says that his father brings him only to Eilam Hazeh, to this physical world, whereas his Rebbe brings him into Chai Eilam Abba, the world to come. It is also discussed in Chassidus, why, for the reason for this halacha, and for reference, one is referred to Lakut Teira Vayikra Davav Amad Aleph, and also the Maimer from the Friedrich Rebbe Tavshin Dalet Kisira Chamer. Each of these Maimonim gives a different explanation for this halacha. Now, as we mentioned in halacha Aleph, if a person has his object and another one's object, he has no obligation to save the other person's, rather his comes first. Let's say he chose to leave his and instead rescued the other person's. Does the one whose object was saved have to pay anything to the saver? Halacha Gimel. Hiniach aveidosei vehechzer aveidus chaveirei. He left his own lost object and returned the lost object of his neighbor, even though halacha he was not required to do so. Nevertheless, this is what he did. Now, what does the one whose object was found have to pay? Ein lei elaschara haroi lei. The one who saved his friend's object only gets the payment that was fitting for him. In other words, he is not compensated for his object, which is now lost. He gets paid as a result of rescuing the object. Ketzad. For example, shotaf nohar chamerei v'chamer chaverei. The river swept away his donkey and the donkey of his neighbor. Shalei yopa mona v'shel chaveirei masayim. His donkey was worth 100 and his neighbor's was worth 200. Hiniach eshalei v'hitzil eshel chaveirei. So he left his donkey to drown and he saved his friend's donkey, which was worth 200. Perhaps having in mind that his friend would pay him back the 100 for his donkey, and then he would save And then he would save a donkey, which is more valuable. So the halacha says no. Ein loy ela schorei haroi loy. All he gets is the amount to be paid for saving the object. As the Rambam will explain exactly how to calculate this in the next halacha. That since he should have gone for his object, the other one has no obligation to pay him. One said that he had to do it. He evidently went to do this for the sake of the mitzvah. So if he does it for the sake of the mitzvah, he gets the mitzvah. He doesn't get compensated for his lost object. However, b'im omar lei, if he said to the other person who was standing there at the time, atzi leshaloch va'ata nesin li d'mei shali, I will save your object, and then you give me money to compensate me for my object. And he made such a deal. Or he convened a bezdin, three people on the spot, and made a condition that he is only saving the other persons upon condition that he gets paid for his object, which will not be saved. In either of these two cases, chayiv litin loy d'mei shaloy, he is required to give the one that saves compensation for his object which was lost. And once this has been done, the Rambam says another interesting law. Even if in the end his donkey came out by itself, it came out of the river, nevertheless, the person whose donkey was saved, which was worth 200, is nevertheless required to pay him 100. I, the donkey which was worth 100, which he made a condition that I'm only saving yours upon condition you pay me 100, and this donkey ended up not getting lost, the donkey was saved. Since he did not do anything in order to save it, it came out automatically. He merits in what he made a condition upon. In other words, since the condition was that he is saving the other persons only upon condition he pays him 100, this condition was made. He did nothing to save his own donkey. If it comes back, it's as if Hashem has given him something from the heavens. That he did not make a condition that you have to pay me if I end up losing it. It was assumed the donkey would be swept away by the river. And therefore, the deal was sealed at that time, and he's responsible to give him the 100. If the donkey comes out by itself, this has nothing to do with the person who had the donkey worth 200. This was a gift which was given to the person by Hashem. Therefore, he is nevertheless required to pay his 100. However, on the other hand, Halacha Dalit deals with if the person who made a deal that I will save yours if you pay me for mine, let's say he ended up not saving the person's 200 donkey worth 200. Yorad lahatzil v'lo hitzil. He went down into the river to save it, and he did not succeed. Ein loy elaschare haroi loy. In this case, he only gets the payment for his effort in saving the donkey. That even though he made a deal, I will save your donkey, and you will pay for my lost donkey. Since in this case, he did not carry through his end of the bargain, the other one does not have to pay him for the value of his donkey. The Cain, and so too, im haya eisek b'malacha, he was in the middle of working, and he stopped his work, which this work could have gained him one dinar. That's how much he would have earned. And he returned a lost object which was worth 100 dinar. Lo yemer lo ten li dinar shef sadati. He cannot tell the person whose object he returned to give me back the one dinar I lost. I would have earned one dinar. Instead, I returned your object worth 100. Now pay me back for my money. Elanason lay schare kapoil bottle. But he only pays him back his wages like a poil buckle. What does this mean? How much money would he demand in order to refrain from the particular job he is doing? Let's say, for example, a person is chopping wood, and for this he makes $10 an hour. And we have another person, a foreman, whose job is to make sure the other one chops wood, and he also makes $10 an hour. We would come to both of them and say, in order to sit and do nothing, how much money would you demand instead of working? So the person that's the foreman anyway doesn't do too much. He says, well, it's easier to do nothing than to watch this person. If you give me $9, I'm willing to do it. He's not willing to go down too much in price because there's not too much of a difference between him working and sitting in a bottle doing nothing. The one chopping wood, for example, says, listen, even if you give me $2, it's worth to sit here and do nothing to have a little vacation. Even if you pay me $2, I'll sit here and do nothing. This is the idea of a poil buckle, how much he would have to make in order to rest from his work. And this is what we pay this person. That instead of paying him what he would have made in that period, we figure out how much he would demand in order to sit and do nothing. In conjunction, says the Rambam, in conjunction with that specific act which he was doing. This is if there was no condition involved. However, just as we mentioned in the previous halacha, but if he made a condition with the owner of the lost object, or with the Bezdin, Shayitl Mashi Yafsid, that he should take back from the owner this that he is losing as a result of not working, the Hirshuhu, they gave him permission with a Harshah, official permission, Harezen Naito. In this case, he is allowed to take the lack of wages from the person who is he is returning the object to. Vim Ein Sham Bezdin, V'loy Bailim, and if there is no Bezdin there, and the owner is not there in order to ask, to make such an agreement, shaloi kaidem, then his lost object comes first, and this is the one he should save. Because if he has no right later on to demand payment for the work which he was doing. And now a similar case. V'kein shnayim sh'ayibayim b'derech. And so to two people walking in the road. Zeh b'chovi shal yayin, v'zeh b'kaz shal dvash. One of them is carrying a barrel of wine, and the other carrying a container of honey. Usually dvash, referring to dvash t'morim, the honey from dates. And at that time, the honey of dates was more valuable than the wine. V'nistaka hakad shel dvash, and the container of honey developed a crack. V'kedem sheyishpach hadvash la'aretz, and before this had a chance to drip out, before the honey dripped, shafach ze es yene, the other person spilled his wine to the ground. V'hitzel es hadvash l'seich hachavis, and he caught this dvash, this honey, in his barrel which previously was holding wine. Why would he do such a thing? Because the wine is not worth as much as the dvash. So he figured this way he could do a favor for someone else, do a mitzvah, and perhaps still get compensated for his wine. However, the law is not like that. He should have kept his wine, and the other person has to worry about his dvash. Therefore, ein loy el eschado haroy loy. Therefore, all he gets, again, is the amount of wages to compensate him for the effort and time which he put into saving this dvash. But here too, making a condition helps. The im amar atzil eshaloch, if he says that I will save your what belongs to you, meaning the dvash, and you give me the money for what I have, meaning money to cover the cost of the wine. Or he made such a condition before a Jewish court, three Jews. Just as in the previous halachas, the one who had his dvash saved is required to compensate the other person for his wine. But once the honey drips already and is spilled on the floor, on the ground, it becomes ownerless. And anyone that saves it is saving for himself. Therefore, after it is dripped on the ground, if the person should decide to spill out his wine and then pick up the dvash from the ground, the dvash will belong to him, because once it is spilled out, it is no longer considered to have any owner. Halacha vav. One person was with a container of honey, and the other had empty vessels. The container of honey cracked. The one with the empty vessels, when he sees this crack, says, "Eini matzu l'chod dvash ze bekankanai. I am not going to use my vessels to save your dvash. Ashetitin li chetzyei, oy shlishei, oy kach v'kach dinrin. Until you give me a half, or you give me a third, or such and such an amount of money, amount of dinners. The kibul alav bal hadvash, the one who was holding the dripping container of honey, agrees. V'omer lahein, he says, okay, I'll pay. What is the law? Hareze sichik, but he was only playing with him. V'ein anesin le'el scharoi haroi loy. And he only gives him payment for the trouble involved in helping, the time and trouble involved in helping to catch all of this dripping honey. He didn't, even on the condition over here, does not apply. It is not a valid condition because he didn't lose any money. Over here, he has a mitzvah. He is required, according to the halacha, to prevent his friend from having a financial loss. When he himself is going to have a financial loss, he is not obligated to. Therefore, if he chooses to do so, his condition becomes binding. But over here, he has a mitzvah anyway to help his friend. He's not losing anything. His vessels were anyway empty. Therefore, the agreement here is totally invalid. He cannot get credit for, he cannot get financial payment for this. Only the amount of time he lost and so on, this is compensated, but he cannot get payment for the, such an act. And so to a similar case, Halacha Zayin. So too, someone who escaped from a prison, a Jew escaped from prison, and there's a raft in front of him, which is capable of transporting him over a river. He says, take me over this river, and I will give you a dinar, which is an exorbitant amount of money. He is not losing anything. This is not a person who is running this raft for money. His raft is just sitting there doing nothing. And he passes him over the river. This person also only gets the amount which is fit, which he is deserving for the loss of time and effort involved. He cannot charge an amount of money here, just as in the previous halacha, because he is required to save such a person. He is required to help this person. He would even be required, perhaps, to pay money to get him out of prison. Now he is certainly required to help him escape in order that he should not be recaptured. Therefore, he cannot take payment per se for this. If the person is was a fisherman, and he says, put down your net and pass me over the river. In this case, he is causing the fisherman a loss of money because he cannot be catching fish during this time. So therefore, you must give him whatever condition he makes. Just as in the previous halachas, that if there is a loss of money involved for the one that is doing the saving, any condition can be made in order to compensate the person for his loss. So to any similar case when a mitzvah is involved. There was a caravan traveling in the desert. And an army came and attacked them and started to take their belongings. And they were all individuals. Let's say they were carrying merchandise, and they were not partners with each other. And all the merchandise started to be taken. Let's say the group was unable, each individual was unable to save his own belongings. But there was one person there that was capable of keeping some things. And he saved some of the merchandise from the robbers that are taking away all these goods. Hitzil la'atzmai, this that he saves belongs to him. And this is not called a regular case of a shavas aveda, returning a lost object. Because since they saw this army coming, there was already yiyush, they already gave up hope, since they knew that they would be unable to prevent it. It's as if a river came and swept it away. And when a person, as we learned earlier, when a person picks up merchandise from a river, the owner has already given up hope, and he does not have any requirement to give it back to the original owner. However, let's say the individuals themselves were able to get this merchandise back. They were able to save it themselves. But this person stepped in first. Somebody else got there first to save this merchandise. In such a case, even though the person says that I'm saving it for myself, he makes a specific declaration that whatever he saves, he wants to belong to him, and he's not saving it for anybody else. Nevertheless, this which he saves is divided. This applies, of course, if he cannot identify the specific merchandise. If we know whose merchandise is whose, since anyway the owners themselves could have saved it, he must give back this merchandise to its correct owner. But if it was money or something of the sort, when he saves, it is divided according to the amount that they originally had. in proportion to the belongings and the value that they were all carrying. However, in Halacha Tes, over here was not such a clear case. It's not that they were able clearly to save, in which case each one has a right to it, and his statement that he's saving it for himself is ineffective. And on the other hand, it's not the other extreme that they're completely not able to save it, in which case it's as if it's lost, and there's already yiyush, therefore if the person gains whatever he saves himself without even saying he's doing it for himself. This is an intermediate case. He's a yachel lahatzil al yedei atchak. All the individuals, with great difficulty, could get back their merchandise. In this case, kol amatzil matzil la'emtza, anyone that saves it in order to be divided, as we mentioned at the end of Halacha Ches, elim kein omer la'atzmi ani matzil, unless he says that he's saving it for himself, that whatever he gets is going to belong to him. In such a case, his statement is effective, and harizeh matzil la'atzmi. And whatever he gets back belongs to him. Shekivin sheshamu, oimer la'atzmi ani matzil. Since everyone heard him say that he's saving it for himself, hoyulahen litchek atzmanu la'atzil. They should have pushed themselves in order to save it. Since they could have saved it with great difficulty, and they see that he's going to take it for himself, they should have pushed and saved it themselves. Shekivin sheyashmu v'lohitzilu. But since they sat there and did not save, harinis yashu minakel. This is a sign that they gave hope of everything, since they sat there and let him take it, and they knew that they themselves could have gotten it back with great difficulty. They decided to let him go through the danger. It's as if they gave up on it altogether. And since there was yiyush in the case of Aveda, yiyush is effective to remove their ownership, and the one that saved it gets the entire amount which was saved. Halacha Yud. Let's say there were two partners, and one of them saved the merchandise which belongs to the partnership. In such a case, he also saves in order to have what was saved divided. In other words, they lose or gain equal shares of the partnership, because a regular partnership is entered with both parties tacitly agreeing to care for the other. Each one cared to care for the other. However, v'im omer la'atzmi ani matzil, if the one that goes to save the merchandise makes an explicit statement that he is saving only for himself, harizeh cholak mechaveire, he is dividing himself from his friend. He is, in effect, splitting up the partnership, v'hitzil la'atzmi, and whatever he saves belongs to him. Even though, in general, one of the two partners cannot split up the partnership and divide between them without the permission of his friend, nevertheless, in this case is an exception to the rule, and he is allowed to do so to save his portion of the shutfus, of the partnership. V'kein ha-secher es ha-peil. And lahatzil kol shiyatzil. Someone hires a worker whose job is to save whatever he can, to get any of this back from these robbers. Harehu lamaskir, anything that he is capable of saving goes to the original owners, the one that hired him in order to regain the merchandise. Just as in the case of the partnership, that they continue according to the deal of the partnership. However, v'im omer la'atzmi ani matzil, if the person says that I am taking this only for myself, harezeh chayzer min aschiris, this person is rejecting his employment when he makes such a statement. Anything he is able to save after he makes his statement belongs to him. That through the statement he quits. He quits his job. And this, which has been in the hands of the army, that has been taken away, there has already been yiyush. The owners have really given up hope. Since they themselves are incapable of recovering this merchandise, they have given up hope, and there is yush. Therefore, once the employee quits his job, he gains all of the merchandise for himself. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shayara Shachonsa Bamidbar, a caravan who was camping in the middle of the desert. V'omad ala agayas latarfa, and again an army came in order to rob the merchandise from this caravan. Uponskoim hagayas moman. However, they made an agreement. They reached an agreement with this attacking army to give them a certain amount of money to leave them alone. Venosnulot. And they gave this money to the attacking army. Let's say there are 10 merchants in this caravan. Should each of them share equally 1/10 of the amount which was paid to this army? Or should they pay according to the amount of merchandise they had? Each of the ten has a different amount. One might have had a lot more to lose, should they not have reached this agreement. Should he pay more than the one that had a small amount of merchandise? Splitting it up according to the number of people is known as lafina farshes, according to the number of people. And splitting it up according to the value of their merchandise is known as lafima mainam, according to the money, according to the value. The law here is machashvin lafima mainam v'ein machashvin. We make the calculation according to the value, not according to the number of people. Since over here they only came for money, we make the calculation according to money. Should there have been a danger of life and death, then we would figure out according to the number of people. Because each of them has a life with equal value. But the money is not of equal value. Some of them had more than the other. Since over here they came for money, they make the calculation according to the amount of money. Vim sachar tayir lifneim. And if they hired a guide to walk before them, lehidim haderech, in order to tell them the proper path to go in. Which when this is done, obviously, they are worried that perhaps their lives are in danger. Perhaps they will come across wild animals or something of the sort. Therefore, they hired this guide. Again, in this case, who has to pay? Both factors are taken into account. His wages are paid both according to the total amount of money which the people have and according to the number of people who are involved. That since they hire him both to save their money and to save their lives, to protect their lives, therefore half of his wages are determined lafi mamin and the other half lafi nafashes. V'lo yishanu m'minaga chamarim. However, one is not allowed to change from the custom of people in a donkey caravan, that if they make up a certain rule or custom among themselves that the guide should only be hired according to nefashes or only according to mammon or any other agreement that they reach, this is a binding agreement, as the general rule is in financial matters that any condition or agreement which is reached in general is acceptable. Halacha Yud Beis. Rashoyin achamorim lahasneis beinayan. The donkey drivers are allowed to make an agreement among themselves. Kol mi shatayaved mimeno chamer, mibnei ashayora. Anyone that loses a donkey for in this caravan, mamidin lei chamer acheres. That the all of the people will share equally in order to give him another donkey to belong to him. This is actually to the interest of everyone involved. It is the interest of the individual, because when he loses, sort of donkey insurance, if he loses his donkey, they will provide another one for him. And so too, it is good for everyone in the caravan, because having a larger caravan is to their advantage. If one of them loses his donkey, and he decides to leave the caravan, it is smaller in size, there are less guards, and it is more dangerous. So they are allowed to make such a deal. However, v'im pasha bava avda, if he acted irresponsibly, and as a result of his careless behavior, the donkey was lost, ein chayavin lahamidle. In that case, they are not responsible to give him another donkey. When they made an agreement to provide him for one if it was lost, to provide him with another donkey, this is only if it was lost, and he wasn't responsible for it through careless behavior. And therefore, if he himself was responsible for its loss, they are not required to give him another donkey. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say they have made such an agreement as we spoke of in Halacha Yud Beis. And avdu chamere, and he lost his donkey. And well, now he doesn't want another donkey, he'd rather have the money. Va'omar tnu li dameha. Give me the money, the value of the donkey. He's going to collect the insurance, not with a donkey, but with the value of the donkey. Ve'ein reitze lika chamer, and I don't want a donkey, I'd rather have the money. And for this, your claim that I'm going to weaken the caravan, I will guard with you. Even though I don't have a donkey, I will help you to protect the entire caravan. Ain shaming lay that you don't listen to him. You don't listen to this claim. Elam amidin lay chamer acheres. You give him another donkey. Why? What's the difference here? He's getting back his value. It would cost the caravan the same to provide him with a donkey as it would be to give him the money. And as far as weakening the caravan, he's still helping to guard. No, says the Rambam. We give him another donkey. Kadeshi is daris atzme, in order to strengthen him, in order to encourage him, the yishmer behemte, in order that he will guard his animal. In other words, this that he agrees to guard is not the same as if he really is guarding. It's not the same if you guard somebody else's possessions as if you guard your own possessions. Therefore, he will watch much more carefully if his animal is also involved. And this is there is such a difference that the other people in the caravan have a right to demand him to take another donkey in order that he will not only be a guard, as he anyway agrees to do, but he will be a proper guard. He will guard the animals just like everyone else does, and just as he would guard his animal, he will guard theirs. And furthermore, even if he already has another animal together in this caravan, he had two donkeys and he lost one. Now he demands, instead of another to get his second donkey, he'd rather have money. And he says, "I will guard." And now we don't even have the claim that he's not going to be interested in guarding the animals. He also has an animal there. Nevertheless, the caravan still has the right to say, "We are going to give you a second donkey, not the money," because ein adamah shemer achas l'shemer shtayim. There is a very big difference between somebody that guards one animal and somebody that is guarding two animals. So even though he will guard the animals properly to a certain extent, since he also has an animal there, but he will be much more careful if he has both animals there and not just money in his pocket. And therefore, since he originally went into the caravan with two, they have the right to force him to again take two animals. Halacha Yudalid. Sfina shahoyusam aleches bayom. A ship was going in the sea. Va'omed olea nachshe letova. And along came great waves, threatening to sink the entire boat. And the boat was heavy with merchandise, and as a result of its heavy weight and the great waves, there's a danger the boat will sink. V'hikilu mimasaw. And they lightened the boat of its load. They took some merchandise and had to throw it into the ocean. Here again, the question is, how did they split up the loss as a result of throwing everything in the sea? Certainly, they must all share in it. But how is it split up? One factor to be considered is, just as in the previous halachas, l'fima meinam, according to the value. But here, there is another factor involved, the weight of the particular objects. Since this is the weight that is causing the ship to sink, therefore, we could look at it according to l'fima meinam, according to the value, or l'fima soy, according to the weight. How do we look at it in this case? Machashvin lafi masoi. We figure it out according to the weight. Vein machashvin lafi moman. And we do not make our calculations according to the value. Therefore, if one of the merchants on the boat had a ton of iron and another one had a ton of silver, and both of them had to throw their load into the sea in order to save the boat and thereby save their lives, both of them are compensated equally. Although there's a very great difference between the value, nevertheless the weight was the same, and the weight is the relevant factor here. Therefore, they are both compensated equally by all the members of this, all the merchants involved in this boat. However, you cannot change the custom of those people who are involved in shipping. If they have a custom that they do not go according to the weight, but they go according to the value, or they go half weight and half value, whatever condition or custom they have, this is binding. The final halacha of the parak, halacha tesvav. Shippers are allowed to make an agreement between them. Call Misha Tayavad Le Sfina. Anyone that loses his ship, Mamidin Le Sfina Acheres. That the members of this group of ships, this fleet, which is traveling together, should one of them lose his boat, that his boat sinks, they can make an agreement that everyone will have to contribute in order to get this one, another boat, again, as of shipping insurance, and assurance for the ship. And just as we mentioned in the previous case, Pasha Bava of the, let's say, through his carelessness, he lost the ship. Or he separated from the fleet to go to a certain part of the ocean that the boats do not normally travel in during that time, meaning that this is a season that it is dangerous to travel in this area. They are not required to repay him for the loss of his ship. He must go according to the regular safe ways, which are common among the shippers of that particular time in that particular place.